Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. It is Wednesday that we're recording this, February 5th, a red letter day in terms of the impeachment trial. Donald John Trump was acquitted, made a lot of folks very unhappy on the other side of the aisle, but I think it also hurt politically a lot of folks on the other side of the aisle. And that's what Jimmy and I are going to talk about. Jimmy, the implications, in your opinion, of the acquittal for the Democrats, is it severe? I think it could be. What do you think?
I believe it's going to have a significantly negative impact for the Democratic Party. But it's not in itself a negative impact. There's so many other factors that are involved in this. But their efforts to try to control the narrative, I think, have failed. And I think that's going to hurt them.
How's it going to hurt them, Jimmy?
So what we saw, and I talked about this on the show quite a few weeks ago, probably a couple months ago, that I believe the strategy for the Democrats and why Nancy Pelosi pushed this forward, I think I even said it back as far back as October, that the reason why she was doing it was in order to attempt to influence the senatorial elections to try to get the Senate back. And the reason she, the method that they were going to do that was by setting it up to where they brought impeachment articles before the Senate for trial, and then they would have it incomplete. But when in fact the Senate acquitted the president, they could go back to their people in those Senate races and say, oh, the Republican senator is covering up for Trump and using that as a tool. And I think that accusation, they believe that accusation would be powerful enough to potentially win votes and undermine the credibility of whatever Republican candidate in the Senate they're targeting. And I think that is a mistake. But I also will say that today, just following the acquittal vote, Mitch McConnell did a press conference, and he laid out exactly what I've been saying for months, what he believed the strategy from the Democrats was. And I think what that means to the Democrats, there's too many other issues right now. People were not engaged with the impeachment trial. It was a very questionable subject. It actually had to question Hunter Biden and Joe Biden if you actually looked into it at all. And I think they've really undermined themselves because now Joe Biden is losing ground, probably in part because just questions on his credibility over this Ukrainian issue and the Burisma. And I believe that the economy and all these other areas that they failed to focus on, you can't just win on hate. And I think that's where they've been pushing it. And I think this was a huge mistake on their part.
Well, the only comment I can make is I think you're probably right. I think that the mistake that Joe Biden made really was probably because he's got too big a heart and he doesn't have a lot of common sense. The reason I would say that is because his son, Hunter, should have never been put in a position that would compromise the dad. And I think Hunter being totally unqualified, being on the board of Burisma, et cetera, that really put the spotlight on Uncle Joe, for lack of better terms. And I think that really hurt him. I think he should have gone about trying to straighten his son out in entirely a different way. Being drummed out of the Navy for drug abuse, especially a drug like cocaine, having the trial come up, not the trial, but the settlement for his quote-unquote love child come up, that doesn't really paint him in a very good picture. You know, there's such a thing called tough love, and you don't get your son or daughter a job that pays the kind of money that Burisma was paying Hunter if you want to teach him a lesson. Apparently, this young man really needs a lesson taught to him. Drug abuse, nobody knows better than I do. Drug abuse is a terrible thing, and you have to get as far away from that as you can if you want to maintain your identity as a normal person. And what Uncle Joe did for his son, I think, was a mistake. I bet you wouldn't do that for your kid.
Hopefully my children will never get in a position like that. And I would never let them, because it was a huge mistake. There's no question about it. And let's see where this goes. I mean, when we're looking at it, we see Biden comes out of this debacle of an Iowa caucus with in the fourth place, very low, poor showing. That may be reflective of part of the Burisma questions, partly because of his candidacy, because he's too old. We've said this for a long time. He's probably not capable, certainly not capable of winning the presidency. But what that does is it pushes out the moderate candidate for the Democratic Party, which leaves an opening for Mike Bloomberg. At the same time, you've got all the motivation pushing for Sanders Warren. So the bulk of the votes, there was, Bloomberg got nothing from the Iowa caucus. Okay, he didn't try to caucus there. Buttigieg, he's up, he wins it, he walks out. But you got Sanders and Warren fighting for the same group of progressives. You combine them together and they beat Buttigieg by a long shot. You go to the more conservative states coming up, South Carolina, potentially Nevada, and then you've got Super Tuesday. You know, Vermont or New Hampshire is going to be somewhat confusing as well. I believe that's the next one coming up. But after that, South Carolina, Nevada, and then Super Tuesday with, you know, California, all the big numbers. You've got Mike Bloomberg, who's this billionaire. We've talked about it. You know, how is he going to motivate those people that are really out there on the Democratic progressive side that are supporting Sanders and Warren? And of course, Buttigieg has a bit of a balance between the two of them, because he's definitely a progressive. A lot of people don't really know much about him, and they're voting for him because he looks good on TV. But the reality is, when you get below the surface, there's a lot of issues and a lot of questions about Mike Buttigieg's candidacy. So really, you've got the potential for the Democratic Party to really get into a nasty fight. We're already seeing Biden coming out after Buttigieg and after Sanders, even today. And you're going to see Bloomberg, in order to push those limits, he's going to have to really go after the Bernie bros and the Warren progressives in order to get the moderates up. I don't see any potential solution for the Democrats to avoid an incredible split within their party, and potentially actually having a spinoff candidate, an independent candidate run, trying to grab the same voter demographic. And I think for them, there's no hope for a presidential campaign right now. And I don't think there's any way to fix it, especially after this Iowa debacle. There's no trust and faith in their system right now.
Well, the Iowa debacle, I think it was one nail in the coffin for them. And I would have to say that probably another nail in the coffin for them, which we may want to chat about a little bit in the next segment, is I think that the Mideast peace plan of Trump, specifically of that his son apparently put together, or is credited with having put together, I think that was a very calculated political move on his part, and I think it was a very calculated political part on the part of Netanyahu, who is also under some fairly serious investigation right now. We're going to be talking about that, ladies and gentlemen, in the next half hour of KER Politics. We're going to talk with Dr. Frieda, who happens to be Jewish, but she has a very, very heartfelt opinion for that situation, as does David, the former mayor of Shiloh, has got a very strong opinion about that. Going to get his opinion also. Jimmy and I are going to be right back. We're going to talk a little bit more about the Middle Eastern situation. I agree. I think the Republicans pretty well have the presidential election for 2020 sewn up. Stick around. Jim and I are going to be right back in just 30 seconds.